Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about the Cass County Freedom Rock Project. Craig Meyer in with us this morning. Going to visit a little bit about that project that's continuing to move forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a slow project, but yeah. They all are.
Yep. We got the rock in place, and we've got the concrete poured around it, and the concrete's in the shape of Iowa. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Wyrick came up with that design to get that in place, and... So we're going to have a booth at the Cass County Fair. We're selling veterans bricks for anyone who has had a veteran in their family and they want to put a brick at the Freedom Rock. The bricks are going to be approximately $50. And we don't know exactly when the rock's going to be painted, but we're going to go ahead with the project. Danny and Shelley Brown are going to help us landscape it so that it's all ready to go and it's moving forward.
I know sometimes projects like this can be a little bit frustrating because folks sometimes don't see the progress that they hope to see. It's kind of like building a house. You know, early on you see lots of progress because you see the outside. And then once the outside's done and they're working on the inside, everybody says, how come they're not doing any work on that house anymore? Because they don't see it from outside. Yeah. You know, it just takes time to make all these things happen. And I suppose probably the last thing that'll happen, perhaps, will be the actual painting of the rock.
Will be the painting. We don't really have a date yet on when it's going to be painted. I'm imagining with all the rain and stuff this summer that he's behind by quite a bit. So,
Ray Bubba Sorensen, who's a native of Greenfield, who I think most folks know the story by now, that they originally had that rock that was up on the... north of Greenfield on Highway 25, just off of Highway 25, that he painted up because it had some graffiti on it, made it look nice, a nice patriotic thing. And after all these years of doing and redoing that, they came up with this idea to go ahead and do one in all 99 counties. So you got to imagine that's going to take time to get through all of these counties.
Yeah, it will. I think there might be like 10 counties ahead of us yet, so I don't know that for sure. They keep coloring in on the ones that are done, and I kind of lost track where we were at. So, but this is a county project, so it's the Cass County Freedom Rock. So we would like to have at least one person from each community, or more than that, anybody who has any ideas and who wants to help with the project are welcome to help. And we would definitely like to have someone from each town in Cass County.
Well, and the rock is located in Lewis.
Yep.
And it's which is a good location. There were a number of different locations it could have been here in Cass County. There was, you know, there's always a little bit of competition in trying to get it located. And I know you and I talked some months ago about that whole process and how it was located here. But, you know, there's a lot of history in every community, but the history of Cass County, a lot of it goes through Lewis.
Yeah. Lewis was the first town in Cass County. And, of course, we got the... Boathouse down there and the Hitchcock House, and so it's a little bit that way, and hopefully he'll have something on the rock about the Underground Railroad. We're hoping for anyway.
Is the design of the rock, the actual painting of the rock, is that kind of up to him, or does he get some input from folks locally?
He'll take input from everybody, from what you might want on there, and then he decides what goes on it so that somebody's not upset with somebody else because theirs didn't get on there. And his is the final decision, no questions.
Of course, I assume it'll all be patriotic.
Yeah, it all has to be patriotic.
And then kind of move from there. But there's really no sense in having one in each county if you don't incorporate some of the local history, too.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Have you had a lot of people helping out so far?
We got a great committee that's helping. We're going to try and have some fundraisers so that we can get... enough money to go ahead and finish landscaping it. We want to put lights on it for nighttime, and then we want to put up different flags, you know, an Iowa flag and an American flag and, you know, maybe a POW flag and stuff like that if it's possible. All that's going to run into quite a bit of money, so.
Well, I'm sure. Have you guys kind of watched what other counties are doing with their Freedom Rock projects to see if there are maybe some neat ideas out there maybe that could be incorporated locally?
Yeah, up in Dickerson County, that's quite a project up that way, and I don't believe we could ever afford to do what they did. It looks really, really nice. They got five different rocks.
Oh, wow.
And they're all little ones, but it looks really, really nice.
Wow. Well, everybody's, you know, has got their different ideas on what that should look like and how it should play through. But at the end of the day, everyone's going to have a nice landmark to be proud of here locally.
Yep.
And
yep.
And the one here in Lewis, where are you right now then with the project? Is it still kind of where it it's as far as it could be really right now, physically right now? It's mostly the fundraising?
It's mostly a fundraiser. We would like to have some landscaping done by wintertime if we could. You know, with we got some paving bricks that a guy in Lewis gave to us, and if we need them, and we're just going to try and get all the landscaping done, and when he comes to paint it, and it'll be ready to go.
How much advance notice will you get that Bubba's on his way here to paint?
He said he would meet with us twice, and he didn't tell me how much time he would give, but he'd meet with us twice.
Do you have any idea how many rocks he's able to get to each season? Because I assume you got to paint within the seasons here. You can't be painting in the middle of winter.
Yeah. We had a long winter, so he didn't get started too early. And then when he did get started, it rained a lot. So we're quite a ways. He's quite a ways behind, I assume.
Ask any farmer. They'll tell you the same story.
Yeah.
Well, what else can folks do right now to help the project out? Is it largely just fundraising, donating?
Mostly just fundraising. And we encourage people to stop at our booth at the fair. And if you have a veteran, let us know their name and when they was in the service and you know, if they was in a war and what war it was. And if not, that's fine, too. Any veteran, and we would like to fill the whole thing up with veterans. There's a lot of veterans in Cass County.
Oh, yeah, there are. You bet. Yeah. We found that out with that honor flight not too long ago, how many veterans there are around the area.
Yep.
There are a whole lot more that didn't get to participate in that, too, but they can all participate in this.
Yep. And I'm sure there's people out there who want to buy one for their grandpa or who's deceased or, you know, their great-grandfather or whatever.
You bet. So you'll have all that information there at the booth?
Yep, everything will be there, and we have to have a certain amount of bricks before we can order them. I don't remember how many it is. I think we got to have at least 50 mm-hmm. each order, I think it is, but that shouldn't be too hard to get.
Well, I can't imagine in a county like this. It's usually pretty supportive of projects like that, and certainly very supportive of the veterans.
Yep.
So when they go to the booth, they'll have the information there. They can make their donation, pay right then and there, and get signed up for those bricks then. And
they can give us a check, or they can just give us a donation, and the sample of the brick is there, so you'll be able to see what it's going to look like. And we got pictures of some of the rocks that Bubba's already got done, so you can see what the projects are. And we got pictures of us moving it in with Jeff Kirkhoff's gave us a rock, and Rod Stamp moved it in. And so we got pictures of the process of that being done. And
excellent.
Pictures of the concrete being poured.
So they can really see what's happened so far down through the each step of the process.
Yep.
And kind of get an idea of what some of these other ones are looking like also.
Yep.
So they'll have plenty of information there to be able to figure that out. Great. Where will the booth be located?
I don't know yet. We'll know that Wednesday night.
One of the commercial buildings?
Yes.
Inside?
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Well, then just basically, if you want to wander over to the KJAN booth, you'll be able to find it just going from there, because we're right between those two commercial buildings.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be nice and easy for folks. Excellent.
All
right. Well, Craig, good luck with the fundraising part of that. If folks aren't really interested in buying a brick necessarily but still want to donate, they can always do that.
They can always, and they can just stop in, and anybody that's not familiar with it, stop in and ask questions about it.
Okay. So the easy way to do it, just stop out at the Cass County Fairgrounds.
Yep.
You're probably going to go there anyway at some point during the next few days. So stop in, see those folks, learn a little bit more, and maybe you can get in on this project as well.
Yep.
Excellent.
We're asking for anybody who wants to help can.
Okay, very good. Craig, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.